Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, and praise the Lord. Prophet Harris, I'm going to get back with you today. I was so bogged down. I'll talk to you about it after I get off. No one is on here right now but us. But I'll give you a call later. All right, honey. I give reverence to God who is my life, to Apostle Deans and his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our study in the Word of God. I give God all praise and glory on tonight. I magnify his holy name. He's going to get ready to have a short devotion, and then we're going to go into the Word of God. Amen. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 112. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandments. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generations of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteousness. A good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of the evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established. He shall not be afraid until he sees his desires upon his enemy. He have despaired. He have given to the poor. His righteousness endures forever. His horn shall be exalted with honor. He shall see it and be grieved. He shall gnash with his teeth and melt away. The desires of the wicked shall perish. I have just read you from Psalms 112 in its entirety. I read it in its entirety. So may God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready for a song, and then I'm going to pray, and we're going to go into the Word of God.
Imagine just standing before the King. I can't hold you. Nobody can see you. When I want you. By your side, I could hold you for miles. When I say, here's the truth, I can hold you better. I could hold you better.
I can only imagine when that day comes.
We come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I confess and I repent, and I ask for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. Father, I come tonight, God, asking you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us on tonight, God. Just minister to us through this word on tonight, Lord. I come right now, God, just humble as I know how, just thanking you and praising you for another opportunity to study your word, God. And I just come right now, God, asking you to move me from this flesh, Lord, and use this vessel, God, and to minister on tonight, God. And I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord. I ask you right now, the in-camp angels all around about them to protect them from all hurt, harm, or danger. I ask you tonight to open up our understanding, open up our minds and our hearts that we may receive your word just like it is, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, now, Lord, I bind up the strong man tonight from our lives. I bind up the strong man from this radio broadcast. I bind up every witch, every wizard, every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled from our lives and from this radio broadcast. Lord, I just thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 So let it be. Amen. We're going to start reading tonight at, I'm going to start at Deuteronomy chapter 15. Chapter 15 of Deuteronomy tonight. At the end of every 7 years, thou shalt make a release, and it is the manner of the release. Creditor that lendeth aught unto his neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release. Of a foreigner thou mayest exact it again, but that which is thine with thy brother, thy hand shall release, save when there should be no poor among you. For the Lord shall greatly bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee for an inheritance to possess it. Only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe it, to do all these commandments which I command thee this day. For the Lord thy God blesseth thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lend unto many nations, but thou shalt not borrow, and thou shalt reign over many nations, but thou shalt not reign over thee. If there be among you a poor man of one of thy brethren within any of thy gates in thy land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, thou shalt not harden thy heart, nor shut thy hand from thy poor brother. But thou shalt open thy hand wide unto him, and shalt surely lend him sufficient for his need in that which he wanteth. Beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, saying, the seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him naught, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee. Thou shalt surely give him, and thine heart shall not be grieved when thou givest unto him, because that for this thing the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thy works and in all that thou puttest thy hand unto. For the poor shall never cease out of the land. Therefore I command thee, saying, thou shalt open thy hand wide unto thy brother, to thy poor, and to thy needy in thy land. And if thy brother, an Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, be sold unto thee and serve thee 6 years, then in the seventh year thou shalt let him go free from thee. And when thou thou shalt not let him go away empty. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy wine press and out of that wherewith the Lord thy God have blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in the land of Egypt, and the Lord thy God redeemed thee. Therefore I command thee this thing today. And it shall be, if he say unto thee, I will not go away from thee, because he loveth thee and thy house, because he is well with thee, then thou shalt take an awl and thrust it through his ear unto the door, and shall be thy servant forever. He shall be thy servant forever, and also unto thy maid servant thou shalt do likewise. It shall not seem hard unto thee when thou sendest him away free from thee. For he have been worth a double hire servant to thee, in serving thee 6 years. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all that thou doest. All the firstling males that come of thy herd and of thy flock thou shalt sanctify unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work with the firstling of thy bullock, nor shear the firstling of thy sheep. Thou shalt eat it before the Lord thy God year by year in the place where the Lord shall choose, thou and thy household, and if there be any blemish thereof, as if it had been lame or blind or have any ill blemish, thou shalt not sacrifice it unto the Lord thy God. Thou shalt eat it within thy gates. The unclean and the clean person shall eat it alike, as the roebuck and as the hart. Only thou shalt not eat the blood thereof. Thou shalt pour it upon the ground as the water. Okay, Deuteronomy 16.
Chapter 16. Observe the month of Abib and keep the Passover unto the Lord thy God. For in the month of Abib, the Lord thy God brought thee forth out of Egypt by night. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God of the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Thou shalt eat no leavened bread with it. 7 days shalt thou eat unleavened bread, therewith even the bread of affliction, for thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt in haste, that thou mayest remember the day when thou camest forth out of the land of Egypt all the days of thy life. And there shall be no leavened bread seen with thee in all thy coast 7 days. Neither shall there anything, neither shall there anything of the flesh which thou sacrificest the first day at even remain all night until the morning. Thou mayest not sacrifice the Passover within any of thy gates which the Lord thy God giveth thee, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in, there thou shalt sacrifice the Passover at even, at the going down of the sun, at the season that thou camest forth out of Egypt. And thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose, and thou shalt turn in the morning and go unto thy tent. 6 days thou shalt eat unleavened bread, and on the seventh day shall be a solemn assembly to the Lord thy God. Thou shalt do no work therein. 7 weeks shalt thou number unto thee. Begin the number the 7 weeks from such time as thou beginnest to put the sickle to the corn, and thou feast of weeks unto the Lord thy God with the tribute of a freewill offering of thine hand, which thou shalt give unto the Lord thy God, according as the Lord thy God hath blessed thee. And thou shalt rejoice before the Lord thy God, and thy son and thy daughter, and thy manservant and thy maidservant, and the Levite that is within thy gate, and the stranger and the fatherless and the widow that are among you, in the place which the Lord thy God hath chosen to place his name there. And thou shalt remember that thou was a bondman in Egypt, and thou shalt observe and do these statutes. Thou shalt observe the Feast of Tabernacles 7 days after that thou hast gathered in thy corn and thy wine, and thou shalt rejoice in thy feast, thou and thy son and thy daughter and thy manservant and thy maidservant and the Levite, the stranger and the fatherless, and the widow that are within thy gates. 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose, because the Lord thy God shall bless thee in all thine increase and in all the works of thine hand. Therefore thou shalt surely rejoice. 3 times in a year shall all thy males appear before the Lord, and before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose, in the feast of unleavened bread, and in the feast of weeks, and in the feast of tabernacle, and they shall not appear before the Lord empty. Every man shall give as he is able, according to the blessing of the Lord thy God, which he has given thee. Judges and officers shalt thou make thee in all thy gates, which the Lord thy God giveth thee, throughout thy tribes, and they shall judge the people with just judgment. Thou shalt not rest judgment. Thou shalt not beset persons, neither take a gift for a gift. Thus blind the eyes of the wise and pervert and pervert the words of the righteous, that which is altogether just shalt thou follow, that thou mayest live and inherit the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not plant thee a grove of any trees near unto the altar of the Lord thy God, which thou shalt make thee. Neither shalt thou set thee up any image which the Lord thy God hated, which the Lord thy God hated. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. We in the book of Deuteronomy, and we started with the 15th chapter. We do 2 chapters a day, Tuesday and Thursday. Like Thursday, we'll do 17 and 18. But tonight we're talking about the sabbatical year in Deuteronomy chapter 15, the sabbatical year. And we have questions. What did the people of Israel release at the end of every year, every 7th year? What did they release at every 7th year? And everybody is open. Anybody can answer.
Is it verse 2?
Release of dead.
Release of dead.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Read it, Prophet Martin.
And this is the manner of the release every creditor. That lendeth out unto the neighbor shall release it. He shall not exact it of his neighbor or of his brother, because it is called the Lord's release.
Mm-hmm. It's almost like bankruptcy. You know what I'm saying? You can file a chapter 7. That's what it put me in the mind of. I'm not really sure about that, the bankruptcy part. But it's like if you owe somebody back then, you had to release it. And the way I'm looking at it, it's like the matter of a man's heart. Because God wants us to have a heart to love our brother, our sister, and we don't. They didn't then, because if they did, he wouldn't have to have it. Because you know what, some people probably back then were still trying to hold paper on them. You owe me this, and you got to pay for this and that. And God, he don't like the people to see the people wanting you rich, he poor, the next person wealthy and you poor. You know, he wants almost everybody to have something. He wants everybody to have something. So in this word, in the book of Deuteronomy, it states that after 7 years, if you have a slave or if you have a debt or anything like that, and they work for you for 7 years, you are to release them. Or if they owed you money and they've been trying to pay you for 7 years, whatever it is, you ought to release it. That's what the word of God says. Question number two, what were the Israelites to be careful not to do close to the year of release? What should they be careful not to do close to the year of release?
Not harden your heart, nor stretch your hand from your poor brothers. Is that it?
Yeah. You have a verse for it? No. And that's what it is, really is, because, verse 5, only if thou carefully hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all these commandments which I command thee this day, for the Lord thy God blesses thee as he promised thee, and thou shalt lean unto many nations. Well, it's really about a man's heart. That's what I was trying to tell you. It's really about a man's heart, because if he had a right heart, he wouldn't be trying to hold you accountable when he know that you don't have it. You see what I'm saying? Even though it's just like if you went to make a bill today, and you just scuffing and paid, and you can't pay, you just don't have it. You're poor. And they hold it over you for 6 years. That 7 years, you got to release it. You got to release it.
So is he talking about verse 9? It says, beware that there be not a thought in thy wicked heart, say, the seventh year, the year of release is at hand, and thine eye be evil against thy poor brother, and thou givest him not, and he cry unto the Lord against thee, and it be sin unto thee.
That's it. That's definitely it. And that's what we have to realize, because it's like, you know, he gonna try to get him before the seventh year. Or some people try to get stuff and know the seventh year is coming up. And they'll just get stuff and know that they really can't afford it. See, it's a heart thing. And God looking at our heart, the way we do things. But he want us to do the right thing and obey his word and obey his commandments. But we doing all kind of other stuff when he done told us not to do this. But he has made a way for us to have relief after 7 years. That if we are slaves, we can be free. That if we owe somebody, it can be released. The Lord did this, not no man. God did this because we have people that's oppressing other people, have people going and cheating other people. I don't know why they doing it now, because after 7 years, it should be over. That's what the word of God say, but evidently, the law of the land is not living by the word of God. You see, it has to be, because it's right here in the word of God. It's right here. Amen. speak to the next one. In what year were the slaves, the servants, or the slaves released?
In the seventh year.
The seventh year.
Yeah, that's right. In the seventh year. Amen. What were the servants given upon their release?
Verse 14. Thou shalt furnish him liberally out of thy flock and out of thy floor and out of thy winepress, of that wherewith the Lord thy God has blessed thee, thou shalt give unto him. And thou shalt remember that thou... Yeah, okay.
14, yep. That's right, because, you know, when you release him, if you don't give him nothing, he won't have nothing. Because he didn't work for you 50 years or 40 years or 30 years. And everything belongs to you. So you need to furnish him with something or her, the servant that has served you all these years. You sent him away with nothing. God not pleased with that. He's not pleased with that. If the servant did not wish to leave, what action was the master to do? Now, that's crazy. It says 17, thou shalt.
No, 17.
Take Alan. It's through the ear of a door.
A-U. What is it? Al? Yo, I wonder what that
Al?
Means. I need to. Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
A-U-L. So it's basically thing that's hanging outside of a door. And they would thrust it in the ear.
Through the
them.
Ear. Ear. Mm. Mm.
So you know the things that they use to pierce the ears at the top of the ear?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like to me. Yeah, like an ear piercing or something. A tool to pierce the ear.
Yeah. Take it, yeah. So basically, I guess the people or the slave owners would know that that person belonged to someone for a lifetime. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, if a slave wanted to stay with his master, that's his master, that's basically what he does, have done to his body. So the other masters or slave owners or slaves even will know that he is with a certain person for the duration of his life because he's doing good there. He love it there. You know, he don't want to deal with a slave or even just being out there on his own.
Yep, and it says for a maid servant too, for a lady too.
Uh-huh.
Do the same thing.
Yeah, so how many people want to stay in debt? I mean, that to me, that's what it seemed like, but I guess it's a mindset thing. Because if a slave loved his master and wanted to continue on serving him, he's not required to leave his master the seventh year. So, you know, I just think that, you know, because it's just like the debt to be cleaned, this is just my opinion. Within the 7 years, why would you want to stay in debt? So it's just like, why would you want somebody to keep telling you what to do? But I guess they, in their mind, they enslave. And it's just like, well, I'm doing good here. They respect me enough where I don't have to take so much off of them.
Well, and then,
and they
too.
Could...
Go ahead.
Oh, I would, you know, yeah.
But
it's just basically
too.
Declaring love. Devotion to his master.
Yeah.
That's basically
the
thing, too.
And some people, they've been there so long and probably was raised there and was scared to leave because, you know, back in them days, if you call yourself being free and somebody hits you or, you know, another slave master, master, whatever it is, hits you, he can declare you his or something like that if you don't have something showing who you was with or something like that. It's this kind of
yeah
something
and could
because.
I
help?
See, Jesus is the great fulfillment of this willing slave thing. So Jesus said prophetically in Psalms 40:6, my ears you have opened. It speaks of this opening thing of the ear in the bond slavery ceremony. So basically when they pierce their ears, it's a bond, not only with the slave, but with Jesus too. So he was the willing bond. You get what I'm saying? So he had a choice. When somebody frees you, you have a choice. And he chose to yet stay with his master. So, you know, he was just, it's just a willing bond that slaves of God the Father. That's it. So I don't know how if I answer questions or, you know, but it's I'm gonna say crazy to think about like that because, you know, we get released of all the stuff that we owe to somebody. And, you know, then they choose to go back. I just, it God got to be in that for me to do something. But again.
Well, I guess that's where, like I said, they got that filing of Chapter 7 from. So you can be released from your debt. That just releases you from all debt right there. Chapter 13, not so. You have to pay that. But when you file a bankruptcy, a Chapter 7, that means all the debt that you had is released. That's what it put me in the mind. It didn't say that, and I don't have a commentary for that to say that. But I'm just what is in my spirit, man. For that part of it, and I got some commentary, a little couple of sentences down here at the bottom of my Bible. But it doesn't have anything to say about that. But that's something. This word of God been really just astonishing me. Just amazes me because it's just like it's nothing new in here. It's for us today. I mean, it's nothing new in here. And everything is a time and a season for it. And it's explaining every little thing of our lives. You know, I never knew a Chapter 7 was in here, but that's what that is. That's what it is. It has to be because that's a debt release. It releases you from all of your debt. I mean, you can't get anything for, used to be 7 years, but now, you know, you can start building your credit in a year or two, if that long. Because a lot of people, wealthy people, have filed bankruptcy. And they had to release their debt. Okay, let's go to 16, where we've been a tossing past number. What ceremony was observed with the Feast of Unleavened Bread? What ceremony was observed with the
Passover?
Yes. It was the Passover. That was the Passover. And what three feasts were the Israelites to keep?
The Passover.
Feast of Tabernacles. Feast of Tabernacles.
Feast of Weeks.
And Feast of Weeks.
And the Feast of Unleavened Bread. Absolutely.
Okay. Those are the Feast of Unleavened Bread and the Feast of Tabernacles.
So, I don't know if we understand about the feast, But that's another Bible class that we do need to, we eventually will get to about the feast. We should keep these feasts because we're supposed to keep them from generation to generation. A lot of us don't. You know, a lot of us don't believe in that. But we're supposed to keep the feast days. These days right here are days that that God put in place for us to keep. You know, we got to do this thing. But it's a lot of people don't do it, and it's in the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. Let me see, because I got my feast book, and I was reading it earlier. He said, God, see, the Passover, he said God wants his people to remember the tremendous deliverance. And so instituted the yearly Feast of Passover because, and this is where Moses, God uses Moses to deliver the people from out of Egypt. And God wanted them to remember this. He wants them to remember this. So then he put in place this Feast of Passover. And then It is to be observed in one place, which was in Jerusalem, and all the males of Israel were to go to Jerusalem at that time. And if you notice, they were to number 7 weeks after the Passover, which would be 49. And then that next day would be the Sabbath, the 50th day. And because the Greek word for 50 is Pentecost, that's why this is the Feast of Weeks, which is known as the Feast of Pentecost. And it is also called the Feast of the Harvest Day of the First Fruit. It's celebrated the first or the earliest fruit of the harvest. So it's a lot to it. I got, like I said, I have my Feast of the Lord book and details about every feast and how we are to keep them. These are days we are to keep. Now, I didn't do it this last year, but the year before, because my book shows me everything that I need to do the feast days. And it shows me how to set my table, how to prepare the meal, everything, what goes on the table. See, you have to have it just right to do this Passover table. And it tells you everything to have, and you have to have lamb. It can't be a substitute. It has to be lamb, the Passover lamb. It has to be the lamb. And then you have to have the unleavened bread, which is the mitzvah. M-A-T-Z-A-H-S, mitzvah. Then you have to have these candles and the cedar trays, and it's a tray that got different foods on it, the egg and some green stuff, and you also have to have wine and bitter herbs on the Passover day. So we had all of them. Mostly I didn't have no roasted egg, but I had an egg, a boiled egg. But it says roasted egg. And it's a lot of more things I didn't have. I didn't have the pillow, but I had the kippah. I had a cup, which they call Elijah's cup. I had wine. I had I didn't have a cedar tray either. But I had just about everything, and I took a picture of it because that was my first Passover with my husband. And we ate and we prayed. He prayed. I prayed. I had some words. You know, I just kind of had encouraging words and stuff like that. But it's a blessing to be able to keep the Passover, the feast days. And God want us to do that. He want us to remember this from generation to generation. This is what he's saying. He said we need to remember these feast days from generation to generation and to keep them. Not just and I know people that every year they do this. But see, some people don't know what how to do this. Some people don't know they're supposed to do this. You know, the Feast of Passover was given to Israel, but it depicts the Messiah's death on Calvary for the sins of the world. Clearly, it's a provision goes beyond Israel. The Feast of the Unleavened Bread was given to Israel, but it depicts the fact that the Lord's body would not decay in the grave. The Feast of First Fruit was given to Israel. However, it depicts the Lord's triumphant resurrection. It is because he lived that believers will also live. The Feast of Weeks, which is the Feast of the Pentecost, was given to Israel, but it depicts the birth of the church through the new covenant. Believing Jews and believing Gentiles became one in the Messiah. The Abrahamic covenant was made with the father of the Jewish nation, but it is the source and the wellspring of every blessing the church possesses. And I mean, I can go on and on because I have this feast book. You know, it's amazing what we're not doing, what we're supposed to be doing. It's amazing. These things we're supposed to be keeping. He said from generation to generation, he wants us to remember this. And we're studying it in the Word of God, but we're not keeping it. We're not keeping it. And we should. Do we have any questions or any comments? Do everyone understand these things, what I'm talking about? Have anyone experienced any of this?
I have a question.
No.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Hello.
Go ahead. Who said I had a question?
Yes. I've never heard so much of the feast of like the Passover and Pentecost, which is sounds very amazing. And like you said, preachers or church people, I never heard of them having these different feasts, and I've heard of like the Jewish, like they do like the Passover, and I was it's just amazing why we're not, and I'm fault of it too because I've never heard of it in this manner, so I was just wondering why like the people like of our communities, our you know what I'm saying, our culture. As much as we do a lot of cooking, why aren't we celebrating or having all these different feasts right here? I'm looking at it. It's right here. So it just seems like something very, very prominent that the Lord said right in his word that we should be doing.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And it's so scary because if we don't study this word, he said the people perish for the lack of knowledge because we're not studying this word like we should. Now, like I said, I didn't keep it last year, but I kept it the year before. We need to do it every year. It starts in March or April, I think, every year. We need to hurt us. You take everything that's yeast, everything that makes stuff rise out of your house. You can put it in your car. Bread and stuff until the Passover is over. But we don't do that because we don't feel like it's, you know, that's just crazy and we shouldn't be doing stuff like that. And I don't believe that, but it's right here in the Word. It's right here. Read it for yourself. It's right here. Ain't nobody got to tell me. That's why I told Ed that year. I said, I'm going to get some lamb. I'm going to get as much as I can get. And we're going to have this Passover meal
and we're going to pray and light these candles, and you're going to pray, and I'm going to say what I'm supposed to say. You know, and God will bless you for keeping it because he told us to keep it. We have to keep these things. We're supposed to keep these things. If it's in the word of God, you believe them and you do them. You do it. It ain't in no other book. It's in the Bible, the word of God, the one we trust in and we believe in. But we just believe what we want to believe. We just do what we want to do. We got to keep this thing. We got to do this thing. And when you learn about a thing, when you learn to do it, do it. Do it. If you don't start off with everything, start off with what you can. Buy you a feast book. See, you can order it off of Amazon. Buy you a book. Because I'm telling you, God, these things are really, really dear to the Lord. He wouldn't have never put it in here if it wasn't. He wouldn't have never put it in here if it wasn't. And he wants us to remember how we were delivered, how the Egypt, they delivered the Israelites, Moses did, out of Egypt, how he used Moses to do that. He wants the Israelites to remember that, you know, and that's why he made these feast days. That's why people don't believe the Sabbath. They think the Sabbath's on Sunday. The Sabbath is not Sunday. The Sabbath day is Saturday. The first of the week is Sunday. That's the first day of the week. It's on every paycheck. All you got to do is look at it. It's right there. But we just want to, we were brought up like that. I was too. But when I learned the truth, I believe it. I know it for myself. Nobody can change my mind. I don't care what they say. Oh, she just 7 days Dennis. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they say. I want to be right with God. When you start talking about the feast days, they're going to say you are 7 days Adventist. We in a Christian, this Bible right here is just a plain King James Holy Bible. I don't know what they're talking about and what they're looking at, but I really don't care because when we stand before God, we got to stand before God for ourselves. We got to do what's right for ourselves. And once we get it in our spirit, man, that's what we got to do. We got to get it down in us. And now I know about it because of Apostle and Apostle Rachel and stuff and people like that. I didn't know too much of about it before I met my husband. But he was teaching me a lot of stuff that I didn't know and still teaching me stuff. Because before I learned about the vows and before I read about the vows, on back here, I think we was in Leviticus, I think, or Numbers, where it say if a man is over a house and a woman in the house makes a vow, the man don't have to let the vow go through. He had already told me because I had said something, and he said, no, I don't want you to do that. I'm like, what you mean? Then he was saying, you can't do that, and if I don't agree to it, you're not supposed to do it. I said, boy, you know, I'm just brushing them off. I didn't even think nothing of it until I read it. I was like, that's what he was talking about. That's what he was talking about. Couldn't he don't sit and say it. He talking parables anyway. He just don't sit and tell me what he's talking about. He'll just say, you can't do that. And so the Lord brought me right on to it and showed it to me because we going through this Bible. And this Bible is the Lord teaching us, the Holy Spirit teaching us through the Bible. But he told me that. He said, because I'm not going to be responsible for it. You'll have to be responsible for it. So then now I know. But we need to stay in this word, I'm telling you. This word, God. The word was God. The word is God. We got to remember that. We got to remember that. This word is God. We got to remember that, and we need to study this thing. We got to. We got to. So, anyway, I don't want to hold you too much longer, but it was so good to me. It's always good when we study like this. But it's so good, and the more in Deuteronomy, God 28, you know, when we get to Deuteronomy 28, we're going to hear about the blessings and the curses. See, people don't want to hear about the curses. They just want to hear about the blessings. But you're going to hear about the curses, too. We're going to hear about the blessings, read about it, and the cursing. So once we get on down to it, but we need to know these things. Because when you don't know, people perish for the lack of knowledge because they not study. They just go and they pick a topic out and they study on it. But, and I used to do it, I'm guilty of it. But, honey, the best thing I know to learn and to study is the Word of God. Because it will, God will teach you what you need to know. He going to teach you what you need to know through this Word. I'm telling you. So I thank and praise God for his word and his teaching, his ministering to us. Because a lot of times we don't know this stuff, but it's right there. It's right there. It's right there. And you don't learn this stuff in the church house. You don't learn this from these different pastors. I've been there. I've done that. I've been there. But you have to study for yourself to show yourself approved unto God. You got to study. You can't sit up and every Sunday run to church and hear the preacher preach. He can be telling you something wrong. You need to know this word for yourself. He could tell you anything. He'd be saying, yes, Lord, preach now, and all this kind of snarl. You need to know this word for yourself. And that's why apostles always be having something to say about preachers now. Because they're not all this stuff they're not telling us. Even though it ain't their fault. Because we're supposed to be studying for ourselves. And we're not studying for ourselves. We're supposed to be doing it for ourselves, and we're not. So we can't fault nobody else for this but us. So we got to learn. I'm telling you, this word starts. We started back in Genesis. We know where we come from. We know what tribe we came out of. We know all that. We studied, and we're going to do it again. We ain't going to stop. We're going to go over this word again and this word again. Believe me, when we get through going over this Bible, we're going to know what we need to know. And every time we go through this Bible, we're going to learn something different. And it's going to add to what we already done learned. You can't grasp it all in just one time going through the Word of God. You got to go back again and go back again. I love this Word. I love this Word. Go hold on, I'm going to get ready too. Anyone else have any questions or any comments before we close out?
Pastor Deborah, Pastor Dr. Deborah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Lisa in St. Louis. I just wanted to, you know, just thank you and honor you for holding the studies and everything. It's great, you know, to read through the entire word. But I was just thinking about so that we know, you know, people who may be new Christians, you know, Jesus Christ is the fulfillment of the law and the prophets, and he is the Passover. So I did ask these questions when we first started studying. You know, we was fasting, doing all that. I think that we go to church. First of all, we're in the West, so we're different from most other countries, because it's founded on, you know, it's a different concept, which is almost like the promised land or whatever. I don't want to get too deep into that, but just in all just to kind of, as far as the church is concerned, like you said, the Pente, the 50th day, the Pentecost. So now that we're on the other side of the resurrected Christ, who is the holy slain Lamb of God, before the foundations of the world, he is the Passover. He's our holy slain Lamb. So that Christians who may not be privy to Lamb and the eating and the moons and the feasts of the, you know, all the different moons and the Jewish, I think that the reason why some of us are being chosen to get this deep, and I'm not saying that every Christian, every believer should be this deep, but it seemed like there's a culmination of the brethren as far as Muslim, Jews, and Christians. And I know that's loaded, but I just wanted to just lift up the fact that Jesus is the Passover Lamb. He's the fulfillment of the Passover. He's the fulfillment of the Sabbath. So I think one of the reasons we're on a different calendar, but not only that, he was resurrected on the third day, which was the Sunday. And I think in all, as he says, as often as you remember me. And I think that's why the West chose to do this, because, you know, this is, you know, Jesus came in the Roman Greco era, and it was Europeans that founded this nation. So I think that coming over, came over just to try to read into it so that the church is not seeming like they're just trying to be so far from the word, you know, because I know Jews do still do this, and we have it on our calendars. As far as I know, when we were kids, we always seen Yom Kippur and all that, and like you said, didn't really know what it means. But I know the fact that when we study this part, by the time we get to Jesus, we understand the Jewishness of Jesus. We understand more about the tribal and the 42 generations, where he come from, and we can also be, this will also help us as far as our apologetics. And we can converse with anyone. Like you said, you could go anywhere and stand up and speak in a language that the people can receive if they want to in their heart. So I just wanted to kind of bring that out, you know.
Yeah.
And I think this is the reason why I wanted to bring it up, because I was thinking about the Sadducees and the Pharisees. That's why they were tussling with Jesus over these laws. But Jesus is the Torah. And he say, I am the way, the truth, and the light. I am what you're saying. And so just so that there's no rift in the church, or people who may not eat lamb or know about this, or they are just, but they still love Jesus. And they and when it comes to the Passover, I think Resurrection Sunday, which they call Easter. And I know there's something scuffling over Easter, but Resurrection Sunday. You know, so I just wanted to kind of bring that out so that those who may not, you know, because that's another thing I think why Paul the Apostle was called to the Gentiles.
But wait a minute, prophetess, let me just stop you right here. I want
to
stop you.
Because I was going
to
say, I just wanted to bring up one more thing when he was saying, don't let anyone judge you according to the food or the new moons or the holidays.
Okay, but let me tell you this. Let me say this, because I don't want teaching wrong on here. So you said Jesus about Sunday. You don't know what day Jesus died on and what day he rose on. Did he say it in the word? See, we got to keep, we can't add none to the word of God. We saying what we heard, what the preacher told.
They didn't
you.
Kill him on the Sabbath, remember? Because they knew that was really important to the Jews.
I've
researched it very deeply because I just wanted
to
kind of bring it out for other believers. I'm not trying to refute.
Because I don't want you telling them to let them research it for themselves and so they'll know. I'm just trying to tell you because you're going to be held accountable. You're going
to. Right. That's why I had to say
something. Get a scripture. Let us look it up, okay? Just get a scripture, because
sure
I haven't seen it.
Yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm. I don't want, because, see, I'm trying to get people to read and study for themselves. And
yes,
the
ma'am.
Sabbath is on a Saturday and not a Sunday. Constantine changed the Sabbath. from Saturday to Sunday. And Easter is a pagan holiday.
That's why I said Resurrection Sunday. That's why I said mm-hmm. Resurrection Sunday, whatever day it was,
but
we were celebrating
him. Sunday in the Bible. Is it in the Bible, Resurrection Sunday? Mm-mm.
No,
see,
but that's another way, but that's only a language way so that people aren't offended by Easter, which is supposed to be about Jesus went being crucified and resurrected on the third day.
On what third day? See, that's what I'm saying. It's the third day, but you don't know if it was Wednesday.
Well, we have the three calendars, the lunar calendar, the Gregorian calendar.
Well,
so you're switching
over these days. See, you're confusing these people. I don't want that. I'm serious.
Jesus is the fulfillment of the Passover. He's the holy slain Lamb of God.
Hey.
The fulfillment of all the Torah law and...
See, I'm not going to let nobody take over this Bible class. I'm not going to do that. Now, she just learning. She just saying what she have learned from different churches. And I'm not going to have that done. I done cut off. I ain't mute nobody. You don't talk over me. You don't talk over me. I cut her off. You don't do that. I'm trying to tell her because she go from church, this church, to that church, to this church, to that church. You got to see, that's what's wrong with us now. We got to know if it's in the Word, then I'm good with it. But don't tell me what somebody done told you. You don't tell me that. And then you trying to argue with me over the Word, girl, honey. You better go on. No, I'm going to see. So once she called me back, and I hope she called me back, I'm not going to call her. But if she calls me back, I'm going to tell her you was out of line, out of order, out of line, and out of order. No, I don't play them kind of games because she's telling you all stuff because she's trying to defend herself because she's going back and forth. Back and forth, back and forth. I know when to pray, Mimi. Back and forth. So I just want you all to know, erase that out your conscience. Erase it out. And just we're going to keep on in this Word, and we're going to learn through the Word of God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for the Word tonight, God. We thank you for teaching us, Holy Spirit. I ask you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice. Lord, I ask you to cover their families and cast your angels all around about them, God. Father, we thank you today for our understanding of this Word. We thank you, God. We bless your holy name. I ask you right now, God, just to cover us, God. Strengthen us where we weak, build us up where we torn down. I ask all these things in Jesus' name. And for your glory, amen. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord maketh his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. We will get thee right back here Thursday at the very same time. God bless you. Amen.
Love you. Have a good night.
Okay. Love you too. Good night.